AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and members of the House are going to be back here from the holiday break by midweek, maybe for a quick vote on that package deal announced over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, aimed at preventing the threatened crisis over the nation's debt obligation.
I've spoken to multiple House Democrats with grave concerns, they say, about these adjustments, the tightening of eligibility for nutritional assistance. Now, the deal makers tried to soften that blow by exempting people experiencing homelessness and veterans, but it's a real concern, and it could grow. Meanwhile, Freedom Caucus members in the Republican conference have criticized the size of the potential debt ceiling increase and the size, they say too small, of the spending cuts. With 72 hours till the first possible vote, these concerns can spread and spread widely.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. There's a risky search rescue effort underway this overnight in Davenport, Iowa. There's been a partial building collapse. People possibly unaccounted for. Mayor Mike Mattson.
We have our structural people here. We have our fire rescue people going in again. We escorted people out initially. We continue to look. We continue to evaluate the structure.
The cause of that collapse not yet known. A suspect is in custody in connection with five shootings in Phoenix. It left four people dead, one more hurt.
Police tell us that they were able to link this suspect to the shooting in Phoenix by matching the bullet casings from the crime scenes in Mesa. Mesa police arrested 20-year-old Irene Byers following that string of shootings. Originally, police responded to a call at Beverly Park Friday evening where they found a body. The next victim's body was found nearby, and a third victim's body was found nearby railroad tracks. And a fourth victim was found still alive and was rushed to the hospital.
KPHO television reporter Steve Sarabia. There were tornado warnings out in North Texas, and with a day left in the long holiday weekend weather-wise.
Our problem area remains the Carolinas, and now moving into the mid-Atlantic, we have a coastal low. It's been kind of keeping things kind of soggy and windy and cloudy across the southeast. But now the rain, as we head into Memorial Day, moving into our nation's capital, making for a soggy Memorial Day for millions attending some of the services there.
Meteorologist Paul Goodlow of the Weather Channel. In Italy, an alarming water color change in Venice.
A patch of bright green liquid in the Grand Canal right by the famed Rialto Bridge. Police are investigating how it got there, and even environmental authorities are testing the water.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. For the second night in a row, Ukrainian officials report dozens of Russian drone and missile attacks in and around Kyiv, most of them reported shot down. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 84. Today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 87. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's like non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouthfeel.
I saw it go. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
At what age did you start noticing your age? Have you not noticed it yet? 844-967-2789. When did you start feeling old? Is another way maybe to ask that question. And I'll get to the point in a second, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on when you've started to notice your age. 844-96-PARTY. And here to join us for this topic and the entire hour is Mr. Todd Alba of The Todd Alba Show. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I would have to turn up his mic.
Oh, that would be helpful.
That would help,
Shane.
Then, because that would mean that we could then hear.
We still can't hear him.
Oh, that's because he's on Zoom. Now I can hear you.
There we go.
Hello.
Now we can hear you, Todd.
So many buttons, Todd. So many buttons. It's only my first.
It's all good. We're here together. It's a Friday. What more do you want? I get to spend an hour with two of my favorite people in the world. It makes me happy. It's all good.
It's so funny because I was looking and I was like, we have pretty light guests today. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. And I feel like you are, of all the hosts on Civic Media, Todd, the most, you love being on the radio. And I don't mean that. I mean that as a genuine compliment, as far as like you jump on with Luke's show. I've heard you jump on with Devil's show. You obviously have been on with us. And like after 3 hours of radio, because you also right now have a 3 hour show. Yeah. I'm like, I'm true. Done. Like, I have other stuff to do. And so the fact that you're always so willing and like wanting to come join us is always really fun. So I was like, I'll ask Todd. That'll come on and shoot the breeze. The breeze with us. But then you texted me back that you had a bit of a medical emergency last night. So then the fact that you're even at work right now is shocking to me.
I still have the hospital bracelet on for 4 hours.
That's not from a concert. Left. That's not your above. I'm over 21 and I paid for my drink tickets. that's an actual emergency room band.
I am battling another round with a kidney stone and it got really bad last night about 10:30. And I'm like, if I don't drive myself now, I don't know that I'm going to be able to drive myself in another couple of hours. So I went in and I got out like at 4:15 this morning and I got like a 3 millimeter stone, but I am telling you, have you ever had kidney stones?
No.
And I've heard they are just excruciating.
Well, people ask me what it's like. Forgive me if I'm a little gauche, but the best thing I can describe it as, it feels like a combination between really bad gas pains meets a really bad case of blue balls. And it's kind of like
I don't know about the second one. But I certainly know about the first one, especially these days.
And it's like you can't, it's like the, it's this weird feeling all from the lower extremities, and it goes up your back. I've heard, of course, Kristen, you'll find out, but and I would never compare anything. Women go through a childbirth, but I heard it's the male version of childbirth, is what people, what doctors have told me.
Interesting.
But anyway, I went to the they gave me my bag here.
Did they give you the stone? Like, is that what you're about to show us?
No. It hasn't passed yet. And because it's so excruciating, they give you my bag here. It looks like Karen Walker's purse for Will and Grace, who, by the way, Karen Walker is my spirit animal. And I have Oxycontin, I have ibuprofen, I have all the, you know, all the drugs. So I'm flying high. So as long as I'm on the medication, that and caffeine, it looks like my mother. Look at this. I'm drinking cranberry juice. It's like I have a UTI or something like that. I don't know. It's not.
So would you say, to bring this back to the topic at hand, would you say when you got your first kidney stone is when you started noticing your age, Todd?
I started noticing my age at 10:34 last night as I'm sitting in the emergency room thinking I've had a kidney stone. No, you gave me the answer, but I mean, do you want to take callers first or because –
We're going to roll with it because I think it's interesting because between the three of us, there's about a 10-year age gap between you two. There's about 15-year age gap between Todd and I. And I bring this up because according to a recent poll by the Wall Street Journal, the typical age when most Americans start to feel like their youth is slipping away is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's different for, it was obviously this is a average, but I just thought it was interesting as far as when people start to feel old. So yeah, so the gap between the age when Americans stop feeling young at 42 and the age when they start feeling old is 52. And I am not at either of those ages yet. So I guess we'll start with either of you. If you identify with those two numbers, and also at home, when did you stop feeling young and when did you start feeling old? 844-967-2789.
Well, as the senior of the group, I certainly stopped feeling young when you hit 50 and you realize that's half of 100. You're on the downside of the mountain at this point. You know, you've already passed the peak and now you're on the other side. I didn't really start feeling old, though, until maybe 54 or 55. And that was when I got sciatica.
So it was, there was, to feel old, it was actually something physical happening with your body. You're like, geez, this sucks.
Yes. And since then, it's just weird things will happen. One day my knee won't work. It was good yesterday. I don't know what it did while I was sleeping, but today it's not working so well. So it's things like that. And I think with the sciatica, it just sounds like an old person thing. Like lumbago, like getting lumbago.
What's lumbago?
Is a back problem.
Sounds like a French bread.
It could be. Come over for some lumbago later. Yum. But when did you stop feeling young and start feeling old is our question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What about you, Ted?
I would say so. You know, mom always knows best, right? So Miss Linda, my mother, she would tell me, she would say, just wait, you know, because I was in my 30s. I'm fine. I could eat anything I wanted. I'm not gaining weight and all that. And I'm fine. And she said, you just wait. Once you turn 40, it's going to change. And I hit 40, nothing changed. I'm like, I feel great. I'm not gaining weight. I'm great. 41, great. 40, I'm not making this up, 42. And it was like suddenly I couldn't eat everything I wanted to anymore. And I just like little, like you said, Jane, suddenly you get like this creak in your whatever, your neck or your bones. I'm like, what the heck? So I actually joined a gym. It was back when I was my last stint in the Capitol when I was actually making some decent money. And I got a personal trainer. And I worked out. I lost 20 pounds. My BMI or whatever went down to like 13 or something like that. It was the best shape of my life. I have put back on most of that weight, but it made me feel a lot better. So that's, I would say about 42, literally for me, is when I started feeling not young anymore. I don't know, old. I still don't feel old. To me, age is just a number. So I don't worry about feeling old, I guess, yet. Knock on wood.
And I certainly don't feel, I think I'm lucky enough, again, knock on wood, that I feel like the only thing that's made me feel not young is my disillusionment with like partying like I used to. And it's not even because it's like, oh, the hangovers. It's more of just like, I'm just not interested, like going to bars or going to big parties or like being seen and all that stuff. That's less interesting to me. And I associate so much of my youth with that. And now I'm much more interested in like dinner parties. So there's like a more of an emotional maturity that I see of like, I hang out with, if I'm with 22 or 23 year olds, and it's not me being ageist. It's like, I just can't keep up with you. Like, that does that. What you're going to do, like, I have no interest in doing that.
Well, my question to you, Kristen, is, was that because of your age, or is that because you got into a more serious long-term relationship?
No, I think it's because of my age, because I would say my husband still very much is the extrovert who's like, you don't want to go out, I'm going out without you.
I know people, like, once they get into like a long-term relationship, it's like, oh, I'm just with that person now, and I don't want to go out and party.
No, because we'll go out together, but it's not that I don't want to socialize. It's this different kind of socialization than it used to be. But like, as far as I'm pretty lucky, like I don't have any injuries or anything like that. But so I think I'm still under that. It's not necessarily that I feel young, but I would certainly not say that I feel old or that my youth is slipping away from me yet. But
you're young. Believe me, you're young.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Beverly from Richland Center, thanks for joining us, Beverly. What do you think?
Well, I'm getting the impression that all of you are youngsters, actually. I saw something on Facebook recently that said, my mind thinks I'm 25. My body thinks my mind is an idiot. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Can I ask, Beverly, how old are you?
I'm 72.
You sound great.
You do sound great. Your voice, I was going to peg you at like 55. I was like, what is she talking about?
Oh, hey, I like that. hey, I can believe I'm 25. Or actually, I stopped aging myself when I was about 35. I don't know why.
Good for you.
But that's kind of where in my mind I stopped. But I have to admit that my body didn't stop there, just my mind.
And I think
I still get around pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so interesting is like the difference between what your body limitations start to tell you versus you're like, I'm not, what do you mean? I'm not 72.
Right.
Where did the time go?
Right. Yeah. I look in the mirror and I don't see me. I see my mother.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I feel you, Beverly. I absolutely feel you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, Beverly. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And so we're going to keep this conversation going. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Were those two different ages? Was it around the same time? Was it because of your body just told you, hey, slow down?
Not doing that.
All right. 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from you. Todd Alba is here for the whole hour. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
I just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 81 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. Highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw.
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are joined all hour by our friend Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show. And we are talking about age. When did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Do you even feel old yet? Is age just a number? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And yeah, I just think it was interesting that they found an average that, and because basically we're talking about this because the Wall Street Journal found that most Americans start feeling like their youth is slipping away around the age of 42, but they start feeling old at around 52. And one of the quotes from the survey is, "For some, the slide into 40 merely confirms a sense that they've had for a while that they're growing older. Others say stay in denial about the approach of middle age until they experience a jolt of reality. Sometimes a health scare, sometimes comments from younger colleagues."
Ooh, ouch.
And so, yeah, it's interesting. But I also feel like, at least so far for me, and granted, I am young. I will claim that at 36. Things have only gotten better as I've gotten older. Like, I would say my 30s have certainly been better than my 20s. And not because I didn't have fun in my 20s, but I would say, like, emotionally, like, one, I'm doing what I love. I've met the love of my life. Like, there's certain things that just started to work out better in my 30s versus, like, insecurity and volatility and the wrong partners in my 20s. And so, like, so far, getting older has been great. But what would you say, Todd, as far as, like, how have you embraced aging? Oh, Jane, put, hold on. Oh, there we go. You're good. I can hear you.
My sister, she teaches sign language. All right. My sister teaches sign language. If I only knew that, then I could, you know, help that way. I was going to ask you guys the question a different way. What was the worst or your most difficult birthday so far? Like, what birthday was it? You're like, oh man, this one really bothers me, because I have one.
Oh,
have you hit that yet, Kristen? Like, oh, that was a really tough birthday for me.
No, I would say, like, because I really embraced turning 30, and I had a very fun 30th birthday weekend with friends and family. So I would say no. Well, Jane, do you have one?
For me, it was 60.
Okay.
And we were supposed to get together with friends. There was a snowstorm. Turns out they were going to throw me a surprise party, which I was kind of glad they didn't because I hate surprises and all that stuff. But anything past 60 is just like, can we just ignore this is happening?
Hmm.
Well, for me, it was 25.
Really?
I'm 53. And the most difficult birthday I've had so far was 25. And I think it was because, like, it hit me. I'm like, holy crap. At best, I've got 3 more of these cycles left. And the first 25 went like that. And I'm like, you know, it hit me how fast life goes at 25. And so 30 was, I enjoyed turning 30. 40 was like, whatever. 50 was kind of like, I could either grouse about this or just embrace it. So for me, it's just like, age is just a number. Most of my friends typically are younger than me. And then I do have a few like kind of older mentor type of friends I hang out with. But I think also the fact that I've worked over the years, whether it's in the Capitol or other things, with younger people. And so I find that being around younger people keeps me more youthful.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Peter from Merton is joining us. Hey, Peter, what do you think?
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's, I find myself on late Sunday afternoon watching golf on TV instead of playing it.
And isn't the other thing, too, Peter? It's like I get more excited about going to sleep than I do about going out.
Okay. Yeah, I just drove back from I'm driving right now on I-94, but this morning I was in Akron, Ohio, with my brother who is 80.
Oh, and wow!
So you know, I'm 74. My sister is 85. So you start to really see your mortality that's going to be approaching at some point.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the call, Peter. So, Todd, you just pinged that Aaron Zommers, your producer, said, how old is Aaron?
Against the clock.
He's 24.
He's 24. So he said that 18 was rough for him.
Yeah, I guess that's what he 18. But I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about having a Gen Z person on the show is it gives you a different perspective, right? And so, I mean, what makes me feel old, and Jane, I'm not sure if you've experienced this, like hanging around with Luke Mathers, who is 28, 29, and I'll bring something up, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't born yet.
I know. He does that all the time. I feel like Luke, every time I mention something, and I'm only like 10 years older than him, and it happens all the time where I'm like, oh, okay, you're that young? You don't remember that? Great. Well, thanks. Thanks, Luke.
Todd, I'm so old. I have shirts that are older than some of the people that I work with. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Gary from Sussex, we don't have a lot of time. Gary, what do you want to say?
I start feeling, I've done 5 Ironman triathlons. My last one was 63.
Woo!
Now that I'm 71 years old, and not training to do my Ironman anymore, I get up in the morning and now I feel old. Now I feel like I'm 71. Mm. But when I was doing my Ironman, 63. I felt like I was 21. I was beating the pants off of literally every age group.
Good for you.
Way to go.
I'm just saying that as soon as you stop exercising and training to do things, you feel old.
Yeah.
But if you continue,
absolutely.
Stuff, you don't.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary. We got to go to break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You want a piece of my heart?
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 84. Today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 87. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Todd Elba of the Todd Elba Show. And we were talking about, when did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Or maybe you haven't even started feeling old yet. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you on this Friday, May 26th, Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's interesting. Age is such a weird... I wonder how other cultures deal with age differently than how we do. Because I feel like there is... In our culture, at least in America, we put so much value on youth versus other cultures that I think put more value on wisdom and age. And that it's kind of beholden onto each of us as individuals to be okay with aging, since a lot of the representation we get is not... that it is not okay to age, especially as women.
Without a doubt.
What do you think, Todd? Do you think that, do you feel pressure at all far as like media and representation of aging as how that affects your thinking about it?
I can agree with the one caller we had where I don't think about my age that much. I just worry about, I don't worry. I focus, like the one guy said, I focus on my own health. I just, pardon me. Trying to stay healthy. I mean, I think as a single person and as someone who probably will be single the rest of my life, you have to think about this, right? Because I have two nieces and two godsons, but they're not anywhere close around. And so I think people with kids, I mean, Kristen, you're securing your future right now being pregnant. But I mean, you think about, well, you know, all goes well, your child will be around for you as you get older to help you out to do these things. And for, you know, when you're single, it's like,
it
I think there's a, you won't screw it up. You're going to be great. But I think there's like a thing if you're single and you don't anticipate having a partner as you get older or having children, it's like, look, I got to stay healthy because there ain't going to be anybody to drive Todd to the emergency room when he has his kidney stone. You got to do it yourself. So I think I worry about or think about more in terms of just keeping myself physically and mentally active.
And I think
that... By the way, here's a caller that a friend of mine, he's 2 years younger than me. He listens to our show a lot. He's listening to As Goes right now. He says, quote, I have forgotten more than Aaron Zommer's nose. I thought that was pretty good.
There's just so much knowledge in there. There's just so much knowledge in there. It's just hard to squish anymore in, you know?
Right.
Well, that's what's the Disney movie about? Feelings? When it's all the different characters who play like anger and sadness and
Inside Out.
And I loved that concept of the memory marbles, or like that you can only fit so many memories in, and so as she gets older and there's more things to remember, like certain things have to go away. And I was thinking about that because we have, as mentioned before, we have a almost 6-year-old niece, and having her around is just sometimes thinking about, what do I remember from six? Like, what will she actually, and like, and you don't know what they'll hold on to, right? Because there's certain things I'm sure you're, as a parent, you're just like, how do you remember that out of all the other things? Because we're talking about like birthday parties and the importance of, I was like, I'm trying to remember, what did I do for my 6th birthday? And my mother, if you know anything about my mother, as we've talked about on this show, woman loves to throw a party. So I had some good birthdays.
I bet you had some big themed parties.
Lots of themes, always themes.
What was your guys' first memory? Like what age? Like what was your very first game? Do you remember like the first thing you remembered? At what age?
So I think I've told this story before, and I think I was 2 or 3. My mom hates this story.
Really?
Because it's one of my worst, it's one of those things where you're like, how do you remember that? Because I was just playing, and it was like, I won't say traumatic, but I remember distinctly, we were playing on like the stairs, and I kind of like tapped her in the face, and she pretended to pass out. And her memory is she did it for like 20 to 30 seconds. My memory is that I was screaming for my brother because I thought that I killed my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, no. Oh,
and so
no.
To this day, she's so embarrassed and like sad that I remember her doing that. But like, that's, yeah, wow. Like I was pretty young. I was pretty young. I don't remember anything
else. But that's probably why you remember it, because it was a traumatic thing to you at that time.
Yeah.
Totally. Jane, what's your first memory?
You know, it's tough. I can remember my father was a mortician. We lived upstairs. And so it was part of, and I was the youngest of 6. And so we all had to help after funerals, either before funerals or after funerals. You put up chairs, you tore down the chairs. My brothers helped deliver the flowers. Things like that. And I can remember maybe being 3 or 4. Wow. down, you know, on the main level where the chapels were, helping vacuum or put chairs away or something. And that was probably when I noticed that there was a dead body there, too.
Yeah.
Because they were just kind of hanging around. Wow,
you're just there.
It was just part of home.
Todd, can you believe that? Todd, have you seen My Girl, the movie?
Who's in that?
Macaulay Culkin as a kid. And Dan Aykroyd is a mortician. And so we were talking, I think this was last Friday. We were talking about, I just thought this was like a hit movie because I saw it as a kid. But Jane's never seen this. And it's clearly, it's about a little girl whose dad is a mortician. And she grows up in, like, they're upstairs. And the mortician, like, his studio is in the basement. And she's I know, I've never seen it, but.
But that was very much of the time. I mean, they were traditionally family-owned businesses, and my father started out not only with the funeral home, but he ran an ambulance service.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, and a flooring installation service.
That seems random. I thought you were going to say flowers, which would make more sense because of funerals.
But think about, but furniture makers were the ones who made caskets.
Yep, exactly. Oh. But that seems a little odd, like conflict of interest to me. Like if the business at the funeral home was going down, how much do you really want to try to save the person in the ambulance?
I just always looked at it like eliminating the middleman.
Well, that's true.
just bring him here, you know, or drive around for a little while and then bring him
here. We're talking about...
You're hungry, you're dead, we're yearning to breathe free.
We're asking, when did you start noticing your age? 844-967-2789. Because this is a fun fact. Happiness actually spikes in our 70s.
That's great to know.
Which none of us can attest to yet.
No, but not yet.
But yeah, when there's more free time and less stress.
And I think you just are less concerned about what other people think. I would hope that by that point you are more settled in your opinions and confident, and again less open to letting what other people think affect how you live your life.
That's true. Although it's funny to have you say being more confident in your opinions, because I do think that is like a hallmark of older people. It's like, it's hard to change their mind.
That's true.
And they're like, nope, this is how it is. I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, not necessarily a good thing, but it is certainly a thing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you start to feel old?
And so it's interesting because I got this topic from Axios, and they asked people to respond. And it's interesting how many of them are tied to physical limitations. And it's not necessarily our brains telling us that, well, I hit this age and now I feel old. It's like once your body starts breaking down. So this was, man, nobody prepared me for my 40s, especially the body starting to break down and recovery taking longer and so forth. I'd say 40, but I'm 41, looking forward to 42. This is another one. Tore my Achilles last year after some pandemic running, a marathon, and not enough stretching. So yeah, as a 1981 baby from the Oregon Trail generation, I am feeling that shift in my body. I've found from watching and talking to folks in my parents' generation, there is so much more ahead to explore. Seeing the world through my kids' eyes brings me so much joy. Aww, so onward.
That's lovely.
But yeah, it's interesting. This is I'm 72 and a half now. I love that at 72, this person is adding the half. And like a six-year-old. I think I began feeling old about age 70. I'm an avid bicyclist. And age 70 was when I was recovering from a bike ride, took longer than 24 hours. On the other hand, I have never been more content and at peace in my life. Still blessed with good health. There is still so much I can do and still enjoy.
Oh, that's great. But it is kind of like your body betrays you at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
My maternal grandmother lived to be 96.
Wow.
And I remember, she was the one that was the first woman to be a dean of UW school, UW college in Wisconsin. Grew up on a dirt poor farm. And anyway, amazing woman, great inspiration. I can remember sitting with her at about 90, 91. And she sat there one day and she said, you know, Todd, in my mind, I feel exactly the way I did when I was 40 or 45. I think the same thing. I have the same thoughts. And she said, then you get up to do things and your body won't let you.
Yeah.
And she said, it's like you're trapped in your own body. She said, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's really powerful to think about it. That you're, to your point, Kristen, that our minds keep maybe growing or thinking the same, but it's our physical bodies that constrain us.
And sometimes it's not even that. My grandmother's 92 and still golfs.
Does she?
Wow. Good for her.
She gets a cart. She gets a cart. But like I saw her when we were up there for Mother's Day and I said, have you started golfing yet? And she said, yeah. And she's of Dutch stock. So she is my grandmother on my Dutch side, that she's 100% Dutch. That's where the height comes from. And she's the youngest of five. All of her siblings, everyone lived a long time. So like, cross fingers that, because it's one thing to live long, it's another thing to live long and live well and
absolutely
still be that 100%. Old and like mentally 100%. She's still there physically. She can still do a lot physically and what that feels like. But it is funny because she when she came to my wedding, Jane was there. There was a big party aspect of it, and she was enjoying and taking it all in. And this is, I've witnessed her do this at almost all of my cousins' weddings, where she will stay as long as she can. Like, she is not the one who's like, all right, I'm ready to go. It's usually one of her children who is in charge of getting grandma home that night, that they're the one who gets tired. So whether that's my dad or one of my uncles, they're like, no, I it's time for me to go home. And so I asked her the next day after the wedding, she was like, some of my friends were trying to get her to dance and all this stuff. And she's like, oh yeah, I would have stayed till the end, but you know, they told me it was time to go home, and she was so disappointed.
And what's her name, Kristen?
Carol Bry.
I love that. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes. She certainly, I think, probably feels younger than her age says.
Yeah, you've got good genes.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And so, I just thought this was an interesting, fun Friday topic to throw around as far as how our age either does or does not define us, and whether it's our brain or our body that's telling us, like, oh, maybe you should
slow down. And one of our callers, too, mentions movement is critical as much as you can. We're not plants. We're not supposed to live like plants. The more you can move around, the better off you're probably going to be.
Yeah. That is, as we all sit here stationary.
Yes.
We should. It's a sign. It's a sign that all of us should take a walk today.
Or get standing desks.
Or get standing desks. Maybe we'll request that. Is there standing desks at the new HQ, Todd?
No, there is at the current one. I stand for all 3 hours of my show, but with the goofy kidney stuff going on, I decided to sit down for this hour. But I usually stand all 3 hours of the show. The new station, I think it's going to be seats.
Okay.
It's a lower desk. That's what I heard.
Okay. Production booth, I will say, has a an adjustable table. So.
Oh, an adjustable table, the production booth. Ooh. Very fancy.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some changes at Civic Media for Todd, for me, and hear a little bit more what Todd's doing this weekend, and also how much cheaper do you think gas is this year from a year ago? You can submit your guesses. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We're
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today, highs around 81. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 55. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Upper 80s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46
degrees. Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM at 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry, she is Jane Matinere, and we have been spending the hour with Todd Alba of The Todd Alba Show, which has been since October, airing before As Goes Wisconsin from 8 to 11 every day on WX. I'm still so bad with all the call signs. What stations are you? You're on Richland Center, Wausau.
WXCO in Wausau, and WLAK, Lake Air Radio in Amory, Wisconsin.
But starting on June 5th, you'll be after us at 1 o'clock, and you will be statewide.
It's true, and here's what happened. Let me tell you, this is not by choice. The FDA puts out warnings frequently, and it turns out, according to the Food and Drug Administration, your daily recommended dose of Todd should only be 2 hours and not three. That's all people can handle, because after 2 hours, they're just sick of me. And so they moved the show back to 2 hours, and they put me on in the afternoon. So 1 to 3. But yeah, we're going statewide, like you guys have been pretty much, and honored for the chance, the possibility. So we thank our listeners, we thank our ownership, and we're just happy to be part of the Civic Media team. We're going to try to replicate you guys' magic.
Well, no, because you have your own magic.
Yes,
so
I guess
that's also an interesting thing, because as far as for anyone, you brought some listeners over to us today as you joined us, but also I guess for people who are less familiar with your show, how do you summarize your show, and then how do you go about to picking the topics you want to talk about, and I guess what changes are you thinking about as far as doing 2 hours versus 3 hours? Because I know I'm thinking, we've been thinking, like, what are we're cutting our no sour ha ha fun time power hour, which some people are very disappointed about.
Greg was very happy about that. Yeah,
but I guess give your elevator pitch for the Todd Alba Show.
I guess you would summarize the elevator pitch. You know, a guy who was born and raised in Southwest Wisconsin, in a small community, spent 30 years as a Republican and left the party in 2011 after being disillusioned, let down, and ticked off, and no longer represented who I was. And so we just try to every day get interesting folks to talk about. Strive to find what unites us rather than what divides us, and have good conversation, pursue the truth wherever it may lead, and have fun doing it.
And Todd, if you wouldn't mind just clarifying, something very specific happened that prompted your exit from the Republican Party, and it had to do with voting, correct?
Yeah, I went in to vote one day in the Capitol, and I walked into Robin Voss's underwear, and I said, that's it. I'm out of here.
That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it.
Oh no. In all seriousness, it was 2011, and they were discussing the so-called voter ID bills which were nothing more than voter suppression. It was a closed Senate Republican caucus. And at the time, Mary Lozick, who was from the Milwaukee area, who was the chair of the Senate Election Committee, was talking about these bills, and it wasn't getting a lot of traction. And she stood up and she said, hey, we got to think about what this means to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses. In other words, if we pass this, you're going to suppress the vote of Black and brown people and young people, mm-hmm. and it will be better for Republicans. My boss at that time, Dale Schultz, he said, he was the only one, and said, you know what? I think we ought to think about what we just said here. And Glenn Grothman, who was state senator at the time, looked over at Dale and said, well, you know, Dale, Democrats would do the same thing if they were in charge, so we better do it to our favor while we still can. And that's when my boss turned around and he said, you stay here. I'm going to my office. But he walked out in protest. And for the next 90 minutes to 2 hours, I had to listen. Now, I want to be careful. Not every single senator there, but the majority of Republican senators went along with it. Wow. And I'm just like, why the hell did I take 30 years of my life for these people and advocate a party that's now trying to take away, in my opinion, one of the most sacred fundamental foundations of democracy, and that's our sacred right to vote. And that, at that point, I finished out because Dale was going to retire anyway, but I stopped going to party stuff, and for all intents and purposes, I left the party in 2011.
And do you feel like you found a home with Democrats, or do you still feel like kind of a man without a party?
Yeah, I'm not a member of any party. Mm-hmm. I've voted quite Democratic since then, because although I don't believe the Democrats all the answers either, there is only one major political party in this country that still defends constitutional democracy, and that is the Democrats. And yeah. So that's why I have supported Democrats since then.
Well, and I would imagine too, Todd, especially after the April election in which young people turned out in some massive numbers, that whole ideology of let's cramp down on those kids because they're voting in ways we don't like. That's really going to ramp up.
Oh, yeah. And I've said our show and other places, too, having been in that Republican Party for a long time, they have simply, I saw it yet when I was still there. I mean, they are not complete idiots, contrary to what they might show. They understand the matrix. They know that their ideas no longer connect with 50+1% of the population. But they made a calculated decision long ago that instead of adapting to what the voters want, they're going to stick with their base and try to stop other people from voting to stay in office along with gerrymandering. And it's a sick way to do it. It's not the Republican Party of Lincoln or of Eisenhower or even of Reagan or Tommy Thompson anymore. It is, I met with an old friend of mine, John Sharpless, a former professor at UW Madison, who ran for Congress in 98 and 2000 here in Madison, ran his campaigns. Arden, a Second Amendment supporter, very Republican. And I had dinner with him last week, and I said, John, are you still Republican? And he said, no. Mm. And I said, he's a historian. And I said, agree or disagree, there is no more Republican Party. It's only Trump and Trumpism. And he said, that's right.
Wow.
Wow. So, I mean,
the Republican Party is gone. It really, truly is a party in name only. And I think that until you get rid of Trumpism, it is a threat to democracy.
Well, let's end on a higher note. What are you doing this weekend, Todd?
I'll be sitting around taking my oxycodone trying to pass a kidney stone.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure what the rest of you are doing, but that'll be my weekend. We'll see. We'll see how this all goes. But I was going to spend a little time up at Richland Center with Mom. So we'll see what that happens or not. So that's pretty. But it's going to be to the point earlier. I think getting outside, agree or disagree with you guys, the more you get outside, for me, the younger I feel. Just even taking a walk. It doesn't have to be a run. Get out and embrace the good weather. Embrace the sunshine. We feel better. How about you guys? What are you doing?
Well, we're doing a lot of yard work tomorrow. We got my parents are coming down. My mom has a car full of bushes that she's been planning to plant or tell me to plant in my yard. And so we're certainly going to be celebrating and enjoying the sunshine. What about you, Jane?
I am meeting a friend for a ketchup glass of wine late tomorrow afternoon. Oh, nice. Sunday, my husband is going to take me to an empty parking lot so I can drive his new fancy electric vehicle for the first time.
He doesn't trust you to drive it on the road?
No, I don't trust me. I told him, I said, I will feel so badly if I scratch your baby. So
we got to practice.
We're going to practice.
All right, Todd Alba, always so fun to have you on here. Have a great weekend. Good luck passing that stone, man. All right, when we come back, Matt Miller's here for the Pop Culture Report. Stick around.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place.